present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Clement Freud, and Derek Nimmo in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome. And we have our four regular panelists, Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones. And once again, they're going to try and talk, if they can, for just a minute on the subject that I will give them. And they will try and do that, as usual, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. Let us begin the show with Kenneth Williams. Who better? Kenneth, can you tell us something about what our audience loves? Well, there's one thing has already been demonstrated when they applauded at the beginning, but other than that, you have 60 seconds to go on that subject, starting now.
Well, they love seeing this battle of wits, as it's been so rightly described by our chairman, under whose benign influence this show...
Derek Nimmo's challenge right away.
He's not benign. Never has been benign, he never will be benign.
And he has very little influence.
Very little influence, yes.
And I don't think the audience would agree with that challenge, would you? No, exactly, and I would bow to the superior wisdom of our audience and say, Kenneth, that was an incorrect challenge, so you get a point for a wrong challenge, and you keep the subject, and there are 51 and a half seconds left. What our audience loves, starting now.
Among the things they love, of course, are the dulcet tones which belong to that notable raconteur, writer, actor, mime, and brilliant performer. I speak of Kenneth Williams. I don't believe that anyone would want any kind of self-advertising to go on, and I'm not the kind of person to blow.
Clement Freud has challenged.
36 eyes.
Quite right.
So yeah. Who's counting?
I was.
I don't remember 36 eyes.
Well, you only have to have two, don't you, for goodness sake?
Yes, but we've never actually challenged on eye before.
Oh, I see. And so 37 would be too many.
37 would definitely be too many. Ah. But actually, I know how to get out of this one. There weren't 36 because I was counting as well, so it's an incorrect challenge. Kenneth, you keep the subject with another point, and there are 27 seconds left, starting now.
What our audience love is to hear me burst forth into song. When I sing, I didn't have a bow wow, Daddy wouldn't buy me, and then all that stuff that follows, which of course we be repeating, but I'm not...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of course.
Yes, you did say of course before, I'm afraid, Kenneth, so that is a correct... Listen, you can't have Kenneth all to yourselves for the rest of the show. There are three others, and they've all got something to contribute, and it's Derek Nimmo now with the subject, and 16 seconds, what our audience loves, starting now.
What our audience really loves is to see the competitors...
And Peter Jones, a chap.
Yeah, hesitation.
Yeah. I think I'd have a swig at the old Cofflinktus. Peter Jones, you have a correct challenge, a point for you, and 12 seconds on what our audience loves, starting now.
I'm sure our audience, like all normal Brits, love the Queen and Ken Dodd and sex, violence and bad language, if we are to judge from the programmes we watch on television. Which...
Well, I think everybody was so shattered by Peter's remarks that they overlooked the pause that followed them. But, Peter, you kept going until the whistle was blown, which tells us that 60 seconds is up.
Great.
And as you speak at that moment, you get the extra point, and you're in the lead at the end of that round with Kenneth Williams. Peter, will you begin the second round? The subject, queuing at the supermarket. Oh, yes. Obviously something close to everybody's heart, and there are 60 seconds to go on the subject, Peter, starting now.
Well, most of it is quite unnecessary, because as soon as there isn't a queue, the manager sends two or three cashiers off to tea so that a queue forms immediately. They like to encourage that, I think, and it's a great pity because, of course, it makes it much easier to shoplift. In fact, it's easier to shoplift than to actually pay for the goods.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Are you in this?
Repetition of easier.
Yes, I think they want him to continue because they were all living it with Peter.
I think it's depressing that people are just listening for the repeats and not to the substance of what I'm saying. I find that very frustrating.
I know, Kenneth felt the same last time when he was going.
Yes.
But let's see what Clement Freud has to say on the subject. With 41 seconds left, queuing at the supermarket, starting now.
I don't mind queues to get into a supermarket so much, but resent deeply that once you're in there... They make you stand in a queue to get out. Otherwise, you have no alternative but to shoplift, as my friend Peter Jones so very rightly told this erudite audience, who've been standing in line outside this theatre.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Repetition of standing.
Yes, I don't... No, he said queuing before. He didn't mention the word standing. He said, I don't mind queuing to get in, not standing in the queue to get
really?
In.
Really? Yes. Took you a long time to work it out.
I had to do a very quick mental rerun of every word he'd said.
Oh, yes, yes, the old photographic memory, yes.
The little computer in my... up there, which is called my grey matter.
I knew someone had been tampering with it. I didn't know you'd had an electronic device fitted.
Well, it might. I thought it wasn't obvious, but Clement, an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. 21 seconds. Queuing at the supermarket, starting now.
Queues in other parts of the world are diminishing very quickly because they have electronic devices whereby...
Derek Nimmo,
he's no longer talking about queues at the supermarket. He's talking about queues with electronic devices in other parts of the world.
In supermarkets.
he just said queuing in the other parts of the world. You say queuing at supermarkets?
Of course. It's implied. It is.
Oh, it's implied. No, it wasn't clear. I'm sorry. So Derek has the subject and the report.
I don't think that piece of machinery is working very well. Do
queuing
you,
at
really?
The supermarket, Derek, starting now.
Me? Oh, I'm queuing at the supermarket. Yes, indeed. Sorry.
And Clement Freud,
I thought you'd given it the other way
around.
Queuing
at the supermarket. He's talking about himself.
He didn't. He said queuing at the supermarket. I heard it quite distinctly. He started off with queuing at the supermarket. I was listening. 13 seconds, Derek, for you to continue queuing at the supermarket.
Why is it that when you finish queuing at the supermarket, you're always given a trolley with one wheel that only turns left, and you continue to push this wretched thing up and down various queues as you're taking the tins from the shelves and then find oneself...
Derek Nimmo got a number of points in that round, including for one for speaking as the whistle went, so he's now taken the lead. Peter Jones, will you take the next round? The subject is accepting unwanted presents. Will you tell us something about that subject in the game, starting now?
Well, I always admire the gracious way the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, in fact, most of the royal family, accept obviously unwanted presents, like illuminated addresses and keys to various cities and perhaps models of Buckingham Palace made out of matchstocks or human bones or teeth or whatever. And I often wonder what they do with them when they get them home, because they can't reveal them to the public again after they've accepted them. Otherwise, it would appear that they didn't want them. So I suppose they are put in some vast incinerator in the bowels of the royal residence and are never seen again. But...
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of royal.
Yes.
Oh, yes, royal, yes.
Royal. So, Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge. You have the subject of accepting unwanted presents. There are 22 seconds starting now.
The one quality which is absolutely essential is grace. Graciously must one accept unwanted presents, and the less wanted they are, the more accent one must give to this quality with which one takes.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Five ones.
It's five.
Yes. Five.
Five ones are five.
Yes, that's right.
And 36 eyes don't count.
Yeah. I'll do the same to you as I did to Clement, to be fair. There were not five ones, there were only four. So it was an incorrect challenge. No, repetition of one. All right. 6 seconds, Derek, with you, accepting unwanted presents, starting now.
Accepting unwanted presents was not a subject I thought I was going to be given for a curious moment, because he had that funny... Oh.
Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is other people's bonfires. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Other people's bonfires consist of unwanted presents, which they were given by other people. It's really as simple as that. And they burn very much more prettily than does one's own bonfire. If ever you look at what is ablaze in number 32, should you live in number 30, it is higher, burns with a greater incandescence and sparkle, and throws more smoke than anything down the street. Other people's bonfires seem to take place on the 5th of November, which is a particularly opportune date for a bonfire in view of Guy Fawkes' attempt some years previously to blow up the place where I currently work, although if this programme goes out in many years' time, I may in fact not be working but doing extraordinarily important things on behalf of the royal family and other members of this team, like...
Derek Nimmo.
He's no longer talking about other people's bonfires. He's talking about his future career.
Yes, he had, I think, deviated onto his future career. And we were so carried away with what Cameron Freud...
Yes, I just wanted to hear
what... You didn't let him get to the conclusion. That's the point. He was building up to the fact that his career was going to be put on a bonfire. This is the point entirely.
I'm sorry, Claire.
Well, he had deviated for quite a while, so, Derek, your challenge is correct, and you've got him with 3 seconds to go on other people's bonfires, starting...
The best other people's bonfires are those made out of eucalyptic wood.
Oh, Clement Freud, challenge.
It's a grammatical deviation. Yes. The best other people's bonfire.
Yes, grammatically correct. Yes, quite right.
Well done, Clement. 1.5 seconds on other people's bonfire, starting now.
Swan and Vespers.
So, Clement Freud, starting with that subject and finishing as well, though in spite of an interruption, has got a number of points, increased his, or bettered his position. He's now in second place, but Derek Nimmo still way out in the lead, and also Derek begins the next round. The subject is fiddling. Derek, will you tell us something about fiddling in just a minute, starting now?
I think some of the most interesting fiddling currently be heard in the home counties is at Stoke Davignon, a very pretty little church which lies near Cobham, because very handily adjacent to that is a school run by Yehudi Menuhin for gifted fiddlers. And I often go along to even service to hear the extraordinary sounds made by these children. That man that I mentioned, the wonderful maestro, why hasn't he been given a knighthood? That's extraordinary, isn't it? When you think the pleasure that he's given for so many years, but one of the times that I enjoyed him fiddling...
Clarence Williams, Charles.
Well, deviation. We're discussing why Yehudi Menuhin hasn't been given a knighthood, which isn't the subject of fiddlers.
They quite
well,
agree.
It often is, actually.
What, you mean that people have been knighted?
Yes. I would have thought Yehudi Menuhin hadn't fiddled in the right way.
Well said, Peter, but Kenneth's challenge is correct. He deviated from the subject of fiddling, going on to Yehudi Menuhin's knighthood, our possibilities of such, and there are 27 seconds. Kenneth, for you to take over the subject of fiddling, starting now.
There's an awful lot of it goes on, especially in large corporations or public companies, where they make the phone call, which has nothing to do with the busyness of the company, and they do it for their own ends, and they pinch paper clips, and they say, nobody will miss it, make the phone call, pinch...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition, meow.
You're right. You did have to mass, I'm afraid. Clement, well listened and well challenged. If the listeners are wondering what that laugh was, it was Kenneth was so overcome with surprise, he actually touched Clement Freud and the audience seemed to enjoy it. The, 11 seconds for Clement on the subject of fiddling, starting now.
In order to fiddle really effectively, you should try first to light Rome, which you might best do by using other people's bonfires with which to allude...
So Clement was speaking as the whistle went, just, I think, and increased his position in second place, catching up on Derek Nimmo in the lead, and Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones are trailing somewhat in third and fourth place. Will you begin the next round, please, Peter Jones, papering the ceiling. I don't know if you've ever done it, but try and talk on the subject if you can in the game, starting now.
Well, it is something to be avoided at all costs. It's back-breaking and arm-swelling, straining, and it really does impose a tremendous...
Derek Nimmo challenge. Yes, he's got his head up to the ceiling and completely overcome with it all. 50 seconds are left for papering the ceiling, Derek, starting now.
The thing to start off with is a large pot of cold water paste. I don't like any of these newfangled ones that people use these days. It's not at all nice, but what I've just mentioned is absolutely splendid. Put it into a bucket, get your brush, then glue the back of the piece of paper, lift into the air, and put it into the far corner of the ceiling that you want, in fact, to paper.
Peter Jones is challenged.
No ladder yet.
It's a very low ceiling.
You can always get out of it by saying a very low ceiling. What we do on a situation like that, because we love Peter's challenges, we give him a bonus point for such a good challenge. And Derek Nimmer, we don't take the subject away from you. You keep going because it wasn't legitimate with papering the ceiling. 30 seconds starting
with
now.
With my spare hand, I get hold of the ladder and drag it over. This, of course, makes the paper fall down on top of one's head and all the hairs get into the sticky stuff.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
I don't think so.
No, he might have got a bit.
Perhaps I was listening to some other programme.
No, I disagree. I don't think you hesitated. No, you just got the paper stuck in your hair. And there are 20 seconds for papering the ceiling, Derek, starting now.
This is the best way to have the most major row with one's wife that I know, because she will be entrusted to hold the other end while you're trying to affix it on to the aforementioned ceiling. And
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, he's mentioned the ceiling before.
The ceiling is in the car.
Oh, I see, because he said aforementioned, and I thought, well, you're not supposed to mention it again, are you?
No, he was going to say the aforementioned corner of the ceiling, you see. That's where he started before.
You know what I was going to say.
Ah, yes.
You've never been clairvoyant before.
No, but I'm absolutely brilliant.
This is new machinery you've got fixed up there.
No,
and you're mind-reading as well.
No, don't make personal remarks. It's the plate in his skull, you know. It's not acting up.
The old war wound.
You now know why, if you're listening to the programme for the first time, why I am employed as chairman, because I'm the only person who can suffer these insults and still carry on with the job.
Quite right. Very good.
Derek, it was an incorrect challenge. You have 7 seconds on papering the ceiling, starting now.
Papering the ceiling, I go along to Sanderson's to buy some of the very nice floral paper, which I then take home to the establishment for the fourth of six.
So Derek has increased his lead at the end of that round, getting extra points during the round and for speaking as the whistle went. A number of repetitions were overlooked. I mean, use the word paper 3 or 4 times, and papering is the word on the card. But there we are. He's out in the lead in a strong, probably impregnable position for this game. We carry on the show with Clement Freud, and the subject, Clement, is concentration. Vital in just a minute. But what can you tell us about the subject in the game, starting now?
If someone is way out in front with an almost impregnable lead, then concentration in just a minute is pretty unimportant. You can listen as much as you like and talk such rubbish as you wish. If the idea of playing is to win, then play you must not.
Kenneth Williams.
I thought it was a long pause.
There definitely was a long pause.
It was the end of a sentence and the beginning of a new paragraph.
Well, if you always talk in paragraphs, I mean, it's rather difficult for us all. There was a definite pause, Clement, and there are 40 seconds for Kenneth to talk on the subject of concentration starting now.
The best way to do this is to free yourself of all outside interference and impedimenta, and therefore you are able to give your sole thought to the project under consideration. I always find that the best thing to do is to seclude myself, perhaps in a little...
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation?
Yes, I think you were getting so slow. You were really almost... You were hesitating, almost between the words.
Well, I'm desperate to get some marks, you see. I'm very low on the list. And I haven't scored
anything. And I... agree. It is a matter of
concentration
now. Yes, whether Derek Nimmer wins or not is incidental, but there is pride, as well as the incredible contribution you all make, whether you're winning or not.
And to get the approval of the chairman, you see.
Oh, Kenneth, you're going too far now. There are 13 seconds for Clement Freud to talk on concentration, starting now.
If you get a substance and boil it long enough, whether it be on gas, solid fuel or electricity, then that will be concentrated and thick and be very much more nutritional than it would otherwise...
So, Clement Freud gained a number of points in that round, and Kenneth did as well, and we're back to Derek Nimmer to begin, and the subject is bugs. Will you tell us something about bugs? That's the subject that Ian Mester's thought of, and you have 60 seconds to talk about it if you can, Derek, starting now.
Bugs are the electronic variety are becoming increasingly prevalent these days for industrial espionage. I saw advertised a week or so ago a suitcase that you can buy which has on the top of it a built-in microphone so you can hear what people, and it records it for you, are saying when you go to see your competitors, business colleagues, and so on. It all has...
Peter Jones has challenged.
You can hear what your colleagues are saying without taking a suitcase fitted with an electronic device.
It is transmitting the message through to control.
It was such a lovely challenge, Peter. You get a point and the subject, and you have 37 seconds to tell us about bugs, starting now.
Well, the bugs I remember are those that were in beds in theatrical digs many years ago. They used to be quite lively things, and they attacked one during the hours of darkness and left wheels and unpleasant marks, terribly irritating, and altogether...
Kenneth Williams has
chucked. A definite
yes,
er.
Yes, definite er, yes.
Yes, it was.
You mentioned what it was, and there we are. Bugs is now with you, Kenneth, and there are 19 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Well, it's often said medically you can get one of these bugs that you can pick up, they say, in very odd climates, which you're not perhaps used to in the ordinary sense of your usual kind of travel, you see. Then there are bugs in the bed, as Peter Jones has pointed out, but DDT will always get rid of them.
A Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of D.
Yeah, DDT. So Clements got in on a good challenge and with only 3 seconds to go on bugs, starting now.
Bugs is one of the lesser known signs of the zodiac.
And the only thing they didn't mention was Bugs Bunny. Clement, I said that Derek was an impregnable position, but you're interested to hear that with your agility and brilliance of the game, you're catching up on him rapidly. You're only 4 points behind. And Kenneth is not far behind. Peter's trailing a little, and Kenneth Williams begins the next round. The subject is King James I's opinion of tobacco. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
I can't remember the exact phrase he used, but he found it offensive. And, of course, that's something he shared with Clement Freud, or shared... I mean, I don't... that's sense...
Peter Derek Dimmer challenge.
Oh, it's no. Not a sort of bumbling
no,
noise.
No.
It doesn't say any words.
No, he kept going very well.
A repetition of...
That's
all
the noise,
right. And as he hadn't really got going, it was a very difficult subject, and you're in a pregnable position, and I think the audience would like him to go on a bit longer. Do you mind if I'm a little bit heartless for once? Just for once.
My dear, you're a law unto yourself always.
Yes, but I think we all like everybody to get a chance on the subject they start with. So, Kenneth, I think we're going to be very generous and let you continue with 53 seconds left on King James I's opinion of tobacco, starting now.
Well, he thought it was noxious and poisonous. And, of course, there are many people who maintain to this day that his judgment was a correct one and that it should be forbidden in public places because it can affect not only the person that's doing it, but those that have got to suffer the kind of nastiness, fumes, and...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of suffer.
Yes, you did say suffer before, sorry. So, Peter, you have the subject of King James I's opinion of tobacco. 29 seconds, starting now.
Well, I think it's rather sad that it's about all that anybody knows about James I, a man who lived to be 53 and a half, and, as far as I know, was fairly active during his lifetime, and he just spent about 2 minutes of that period talking about the evil effects of tobacco on the human race, and that's all that can be recalled.
Derek Nimmo, Charles.
Tradition of all.
Yes, you did say that before.
I said all before.
Yes. A niggling challenge, but it's a correct one.
Yes, right,
Fair
be niggling.
Only once did I deliberately go against you because Kenneth wanted to get going on the subject, but you have it now, and there are 7.5 seconds on King James I's opinion of tobacco, starting now.
King James I's opinion of tobacco desperately upset the good people of Virginia, because that was their principal export, and I think went a long way to...
Oh, sorry, Peter Jones has challenged.
Yes, it wasn't their principal export. I haven't time to go into now what their principal export was.
I think it's one of those things that...
Really,
I must put this to the superior judgment of our audience.
Now,
in the year 1603, when King James I came to the throne of England, having been, of course, James VI of Scotland, we would like you to judge on what was the principal export of Virginia in that particular year. Now, if you agree that it was not tobacco, then you cheer with Peter Jones. And if you agree that it was tobacco, you boo for Derek Nimmo, and you all do it together now. They decide it was not the principal export, Peter.
That's
so
right.
So, you, Peter, you've got in with only half a second to go on the subject, starting now.
Give us a fag, will you?
We have no more time to play the game, alas. So, to the end of the contest, let me give you the final score. And Peter Jones finishing on a very nice note, but unfortunately still finished in fourth place. He was a little way behind Kenneth Williams, who was not far behind Clement Freud, who never quite caught up on the one who took the lead at the beginning and kept it throughout. Our winner this week, Derek Nimmo. Well, as I'm sure you realise, we have enjoyed playing the game. I think our audience in the studio have enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed it as well, because we'll be back again next week and we want you to enjoy it then as well. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.